going to read things in the Gospel according to Luke. Luke Gospel and chapter 6. Now I'm half standing here this evening and wonder if I've shrunk. But it's just that the platform has been elevated. So I might just reduce its height somewhat. And then I can see you. Right, Luke's Gospel and chapter 6. Luke's Gospel and chapter 6. These are words of the Lord Jesus Christ that we are going to read this evening. Luke's Gospel and chapter 6 and verse 46. And there we read the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And we know that God will be pleased to bless the reading of his most precious word this evening. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You know, with the help of God, over these last few evenings, we have been seeking to read and consider and understand the truth that we can learn from questions that are recorded in the Bible. You know, I said at the commencement of our series that we can almost place the question above this series of meetings: what is truth? We made reference to the fact that as we look out into our world, we see the world that is lost and is confused. The confusion is rife in the world today, dear friend, in the meeting this evening. We live in an era that is termed post-truth. We live in an era where there is such a thing as fake news, where there is such a thing as alternative facts. This is the confusion that we see as we look out into this sad world. Well, our exercise with the help of God over these series of meetings is to point you to what is true, to point you to the Bible, to point you to the Word of God. For the psalmist would say, as he would write in Psalm 119 and verse 160, thy word is true. Thy word is true. And 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 31 will tell us that the word of the Lord is tried. That is, it has been tested and proved to be true. This is what we point you to this evening. The word of God is true. Well, this evening, the question that I have upon my heart to consider with the help of God this evening is this question that the Lord Jesus Christ asks. Indeed, he brings out a great challenge, and it is this challenge that we want to consider this evening. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You know, the challenge from the Word of God this evening is this. What is your foundation? What is it that you are resting on? Are you hearers of the Word? And then you've heard the Word. You've heard the way of salvation that can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And neglect it. I want to tell you this evening. That is those of whom we read, whose foundations is nothing, whose house is built upon the earth. No foundation, no security, no assurance, in great danger, in great peril. Is that where your foundation is assuming? Or is it that you have heard the Word of God as we have seen to present its truth over this past week? You have seen your sin, and you have seen the seriousness of your sin. You have seen how your sin will lead you to a lost eternity in a place the Bible would call hell and the lake of fire. And being convicted of your great need of your sin and your great need of the Savior, you realize your helplessness and your helpless state, and by faith call on the name of the Lord and are saved. Having your foundation on a rock. Now I tell you this is saving. That rock is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You know, I wonder if you could say with a hymn writer, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Where are you standing this evening? What is your faith on? Ask the Lord Jesus Christ, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. You say, well, what do you mean by that? What do we mean? What's this question really asking? Well, you see, it is this evening, that there are those who would confess the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet they live lives which are completely opposite and contrary to that which they claim to be. You know, in Titus we would read the words that they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. That is not approved, or not proved, as it ought to be. You know, I want to tell you this, you see, and it might shock you. There are many that can be found on this broad way that would call themselves Christians. And they shock you. There are many that can be found on that broad way. And if they go the way they're going, will lead to a lost eternity. And they call themselves Christians. You know, I work with one or two people. And they would say, well, I'm a Christian. You say, what do you mean? And they say, well, you see, my great distant grandmother, she was a Methodist. I identify, therefore, as a Christian. There are others that say, well, I call myself a Christian, for I go to church. Now, I want to tell you this evening, quite bluntly and quite frankly, that if going to church makes you a Christian, and standing in a garage makes me a car, it's nonsense. It's foolish. It's foreign. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ, why call ye me Lord, and do not the things which I say? There's many that would call themselves Christians, and yet
There is no genuineness. There's no sincerity. There's not been in that life a true rebirth. That's what we considered yesterday. As we considered the question of Nicodemus, how can a man be born when he is old? The Lord Jesus Christ would introduce for him this need to be born again, born of God, born anew, to be a new creature in Christ. It's necessary and it's vital. Now I want to introduce you to something this evening. It's called easy believism. You know what that is? Easy believism. But it's simply this, that there are those who think that you can just tick a box, that you can just sign your name up, that you can just read a prayer, and then you're saved. And yet they live lives which are completely contrary to the Word of God. They live lives which the Bible would call abominable and wicked. You know, I want to tell you this evening, that there are those who might say, well, I believe. They say, I believe in the existence of a God. They say, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was a good man. You know, some might even tell you, well, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God. You know, there's many who fall into what is none other than the ploy and the wickedness and the trap of Satan. And I want to tell you this, what the Bible says. In James chapter 2 and verse 19, brings out this challenge. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devil will also believe and tremble. Now I want to tell you this this evening, that as we read the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read through the Gospels, you'll see very early on of those who the Lord Jesus Christ came to, who are possessed with an evil spirit. And in Mark 1 and verse 24, you will read this, how that the Lord Jesus Christ would cast out this evil spirit, and you would read there what the evil spirits would say, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. The demons believe. Here is the truth of the Word of God. Here's what I want you to see and to understand and to realize this evening. That this idea of easy believism is contrary and is foreign to the Word of God. You know what the Bible would say? We read James chapter 2 and verse 19. Verse 20 would say this, But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. And you say, what does this mean? You say, you've been teaching us that salvation is by the grace of God, and it can be had through faith. You said that you've read from Ephesians in chapter 2, where it was saved by grace and you saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You say, what is this then that you're reading here in James chapter 2 and verse 20? That faith without works is dead. You say, Mr. Speaker, on the one hand, you say that salvation is of faith. And yet on the other hand, you say that salvation and faith without works is dead. You say, how do these two things reconcile? I want to make it expressly clear this evening that there is only one way of salvation. Salvation has been afforded and is freely offered by the grace of God. God in His grace and His mercy has sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He is the one who there on the cross of Calvary in 3 hours of darkness bore our sins in His own body on the tree Here's the one who could say it is finished, who rose again the third day, and is now seated at the right hand of God. And yes, I tell you this evening, on the authority of the Word of God, that there is only one way of salvation, and that is by repenting from your sin and putting faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to realize this, that there will be a reality. That is what James chapter 2 and verse 20 means. You see, a person who is truly born again, he is made a new creature in Christ. Someone who has really repented from their sins and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is that which is different about them. And you see, that person is not working to earn salvation. No, they're already saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But they have been made anew. They are a new creature in Christ with new desires and new ambitions. And there is an outworking of that which is inward. And it reveals itself. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, as he asks this question, he's been speaking in Luke 6 about different things. And one of the things, this metaphor that he uses, is of fruit and of trees. And the Lord Jesus Christ would say, by their fruit ye shall know them. The Lord Jesus Christ would speak how that a bad tree cannot bring forth good fruit. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching. And this evening I bring this before you, that a person who is truly born again, there's something different. There's something different. You know, we thought yesterday how their destination has changed. Once they were on that broad road, bound for a lost eternity in hell in the lake of fire. Now, by the grace of God, they're saved on that narrow way that leadeth to heaven. Their destination has changed. Now they know what it is to have sins forgiven. Now they know what it is to have peace with God. And you know what? Now they want to tell others about him. For in him can be found full satisfaction. For in him can be found true peace in a world of uncertainty. You know, there's something different about a loud person who is being born again. This is what we learn from the Word of God. Make no mistake, there is one way of salvation, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But here's what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying is this. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You see, there are those who claim that they are Christians, who claim that they believe, who think that they're going to heaven, and yet they've never had and never experienced what it is to be born again. They call the Lord Jesus Christ Lord, and yet by their works deny him. You know, so many of these easy believers, this is what their life is like. Perhaps one day they go to church, but the next day are in the sin. One day they confess their sins, and the next day they're in the clubs. They're living completely contrary lives, completely worldly lives. They're living for sin, living for pleasure. My friend, that is not what it is to be saved. This is not what it is to be born again, to be born of God. A soul that has been born of God, born anew, has new desires and new aspirations. And it is evident in that person's life. They have a desire to please God. And they have a desire to do the things that God would instruct. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I tell you?
Now I want to tell you this evening, that if you're like these easy believers, or if you're still neglecting the word of God and the way of salvation, I want to tell you, as the Lord Jesus Christ, you're like that which has no foundation. You know, some of you might not know, but in my job, I'm an accountant. And one of the jobs that I'm doing at the moment is for an estate agent. And you know, it got me thinking concerning housing. Do you know what an estate agent would call a building whose foundation is not sure and not firm? Condemn. They would condemn that building to be destroyed. It's in danger. It's in peril. You know, my friend in the meeting this evening, to be without Christ is to be condemned already. That's what John chapter 3 would tell us. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What a perilous position, my friend. To be still in your sin, to be on that broad way that leads to a lost eternity in hell and the lake of fire. The Lord Jesus Christ, you know, would call these that have heard the word of God and don't do it, he would call them fools. A foolish man. I wonder, is that you, Susan, how foolish it is to neglect these things, to make light of these things. You know, one question that in the will of God I might take up later on in the week is that question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Be condemned for lost eternity in hell and the lake of fire. You know, I was thinking earlier concerning that man whom we thought of on Friday evening, who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and asks him that question, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? You know, here's a man who we might say heard the words of the Lord Jesus Christ and didn't do them. His true heart and his true desires were revealed. For the Lord Jesus Christ gives him that instruction to go sell and distribute all that he has and to come follow him. And you see a man who loved his things, who loved possessions and his pleasures more than he wanted eternal life. Now this is that what this is those who have been thinking of this evening. Those who have no foundation, those who have no substance, those who simply call themselves Christians, and yet have not known what it is to have come to a point in their experience when they realize the seriousness of their sin, when they're convicted of their sin and of its great consequence, when they realize their helplessness and call on the name of the Lord and are saved. You know, such as those, they hear the word of God, hear the warning, and yet neglect to be condemned already. Now my time is up, but I point you to the one this evening, and he is a firm foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. I quoted some of that hymn, my hope is built on nothing flesh, not the chorus says, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. You know, in Christ, you have no other ways to be saved. Saved from the problem of your sin. Saved from the wrath that is to come.
Know that you're saved and on your way to a secure and a happier home in heaven. And it's based and it's bound and it's centered and it's rested on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, on His righteousness. You know, for when a soul repents from sins and puts his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, God can pardon that sinner, forgive him on the worth and of the righteousness and of the precious shed blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, where is your foundation sealed? Can you look to a point when you were born again? Born of God, made a new creature in Christ? Or is it that you're like those of whom the Lord Jesus Christ speaks? Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? That profess to know God, that deny Him by their works. Salvation is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And a believer that is born again, there is evidence of a changed life. Now many this evening can tell you their story of how they were saved by the grace of God. You know, somehow some miraculous stories of what their life was like in sin, going in for all the pleasures of the world, and by the grace of God are saved. And they are a new creature in Christ. And you can see it, and you can know, my friend, in the meeting receiving salvation is something that is real. It's something that is evident. You know it.